Okay, everyone ready? Good. Now listen to me. This show is not for children. So if you have small ones with you, you should probably take them over to like some NPR or something. Thank you.
Welcome to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, ADHD. My name is Sebastian, and I play Xylas Ramsbottom, a level 4 high elf druid. Level 4.
Level 6.
Level 6 high elf druid. A fun fact for Xylas this week is, just simply, he does not know the difference between vegetables and fruits. And we're going to leave it at that.
I feel so bad. I just remembered how much of an asshole I was last week.
If you want to add some extra spice, vegetables are a construct created by the food industry.
I'm Caleb, and I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson. Fun fact for Rose this week, because we're going back to her home city and potentially maybe going to her house. Don't know that yet. She actually has a pet owl at her house that she named. Didn't think this far of a name, actually.
I was going to ask what's its name.
I know.
Then you didn't have it.
I didn't have it. I thought most of a fun fact.
What does it look like?
I was going to say it's a great horned owl.
Do we want to brainstorm some names?
Yeah, let's go brainstorm some names, some rose-ish names.
Hooter.
Hooter? Funny.
No.
That's a Xylas name, though, I think.
Oppenheimer.
Artemis.
Ooh.
Artemis is good. I also liked Oppenheimer. I'm going to go with Artemis, though.
Well, there's that. My name is Audrey, and I play Val, Heron Gone Ranger, and her fun fact this week is that pretty much at all times, even when she's sleeping, there can be rocks and acorns and tiny things that she collects along the way found in her pockets and in her shirt. She just kind of stashes them wherever they will stay. So
if a giant ever shakes Vel, she'll just like rain down a bunch of rocks and shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or if for some reason a heat-seeking missile is attacking her, she could deploy flares.
Yes.
What the hell did I miss? Sitting here looking up diamonds. What did I miss?
Vel always has like rocks and acorns and small little things stuck in her pocket and like her shirt and stuff.
Okay, I see. So if you were attacked by a sidewinder.
Yep. I mean, I guess they'd also have to have a heat signature, which they don't. If you got any glowing rocks, maybe those would work.
No, they would have. If they're on her, they would get some of her body heat transfer.
That's true.
Well, if it's a sidewinder, it goes after the exhaust of the aircraft.
Yeah.
So it'll lock onto her butt.
I was going to say.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm the Dungeon Master. And I don't really have a fun fact. I was looking up diamonds right now. And I can't remember a thing of apparently the value of diamonds comes from... It was this weird thing I learned. It was like the value of diamonds comes from the companies who sell them.
Yeah, it's artificially.
Yeah, enhanced. Like they're artificially, like, and the value of diamonds is artificially inflated by diamond companies.
The beers.
Yes.
Which makes diamond tip saws and drill bits and stuff way too expensive, and it's annoying.
Yeah. Well, I don't think much anymore because they make artificial diamonds.
That's good.
A lot of those are made with artificial diamonds.
Sick.
Right?
Drilling holes in tiles, yeah.
Yeah, because you can buy a diamond tip drill bit for like $8.
Hey, what happened last week? It stays in. Caleb, what happened last week?
Thank you, because...
Okay. Well, I'm going to do this, but I might leave something out.
Hold on.
Yes, Daniel's got it back?
I think I got it back.
Okay, cool.
Last week, you guys burnt down a bar, submerged the bar underwater. Sebastian did some drugs.
Not hard ones.
Just the ones that change your mind up.
Drugs.
No, they're hard drugs.
Drugs.
He did what's called swamp gas. You guys went back to the police, the local sheriff of Gator with a bunch of women in tow because they were all being sold into slavery. Decided not to go and investigate one of the lieutenants of Crawford Curtis. You decided to go to Atla, parked your train in the lesser Atlan forest to go visit Velvet's mothers at the Abbey, met the mothers. And the last thing that happened was you talked to the giant octopus in the Abbey pond and he said hello and you all lost your shit. So, you guys, large red octopus tentacle emerges from the water, and you hear, hi, name's Bob, how's it going?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not bad.
These are my friends.
Oh, hello, friends.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
He's holding his tentacle out, like he wants to shake a guy's hand.
Give it a, like, high five, like a sliver.
Your hand sticks. Just my.
I try to pull back, and it sticks.
No, you gotta do this. There you go.
Okay, yeah, I do that.
And he unsuctions.
Okay.
Sorry, that was just really weird for a second. I just watched you guys do that in real time. Brain did not like that. I'm going to shake his hand.
It's a very gentle handshake for a creature of his size. Audrey, he goes for a handshake.
Yeah, I'm going to shake his hand.
All right. He goes to shake Dub's hand, and Dub's looks at it, looks at you, looks back at it, looks at you, and goes, do I kill it?
No.
Can I, though?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Shake his hand, please.
Dub shakes his hand. He goes to shake Marie's hand. Marie's hand goes, I'll just, not. I'm good. This is, yep, nope, this is too much. Hi, Bob. And Bob goes, so, what brings you back here? Just coming to visit?
Yeah. I also wanted to park my train sound effects.
There's a train sound effect. Wow.
I also wanted to park my train over here.
Oh, good.
You're going to go into Atla.
Oh, you go back to Atla.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I had a thing for Bob, but I don't remember what it was.
Oh, and also, like, the top of his head, his giant bulbousy red head sticking out of the water.
Just eyeballs.
Yeah, it's just the eyeballs and, like, the weird floppy noodle top of the octopus head. It's like, it's when someone's on a really loose beanie and they got the thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Octopuses are cool.
Anyways, guys, so if you ever have any... If you have any luggage that you need to get rid of, Bob here, he's really good at that.
Oh yeah. I'm good at disposing of bodies of all types.
Luggage.
I prefer not to beat around the bush. If you got a dead body to get rid of, just dump it on in. I got some friends.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I can eat the big green one. Points at Dubs.
Maybe not.
Okay.
He's my friend.
Ah.
And he's mostly clay.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't taste good, actually, now that I think about it.
Okay, it's a new one.
Nice to meet you, Bob.
You too. This is getting real awkward, so I'm just going to go back down and guard the door. And he just...
Bye, Bob.
Did he say
guard the door?
Hope you find your dad.
I'm not really curious what door he's guarding.
He's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
Not allowed to talk about Bruno?
And I walk about it. Did I tell you guys my favorite part about that song?
I don't know what song you're talking about.
Yeah, it's from Encanto.
Oh.
But she goes, it was my wedding. And there wasn't a cloud in the sky. And the husband goes, no clouds allowed in the sky. And that's my favorite part.
It's a good part.
No clouds allowed. I've just been saying that to myself. Like, I've been walking around the house with no clouds allowed in the sky. It's good. Anyways.
So where are you guys off to? You going to stick around in the Abbey, have some lunch?
Couldn't hurt.
I think we just ate, yeah.
I think we did just eat.
Okay.
Well.
I'm just going to go, we're not allowed to talk about the door, and then walk away towards the front gate.
I recognize that, but it makes me infinitely more curious.
See, it did to one of my other D&D group friends, and he's like, I jumped in the pond, and then about 10 minutes later, his character died.
Oh.
My character didn't die, though.
Yeah, when he did it.
No, he did.
I know.
He got close, though.
Well, you know. If I could breathe underwater, Daniel, I'd be doing it again. I can't this time.
You
not doing it.
Warforged don't need to breathe.
I was going to say, I thought, oh.
Sorry.
But now you have to breathe.
Now I have to breathe.
Now he's like a flesh and blood elf person.
So it's for keeps this time.
It's for keeps.
I have to worry about my mortality.
Basically. I'm just going to follow a...
Wow. Velvet?
Yeah.
Triangle.
I was going to say Ada for some reason. Just stuck in my brain. We're doing too many campaigns at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Xylus following along.
Sure. Where are we going?
You know there is a place in Upper Atla that you have to go to.
Okay, so we're going to the train.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I wanted to leave the train at the Abbey. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's safer there. Free parking. And I feel like if we try to park it somewhere in Atla, something bad's going to happen.
Okay. I set up my plant drones if I didn't last game.
I think you did.
You did.
I did, okay.
We're going to walk to Atla, yes?
You walking out of the Lesser Atlan woods?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to do anything while you're walking through the woods, or just walk through the woods?
We don't talk about Bruno. I'm just singing that.
Okay.
Nobody knows what it is.
Okay, because I don't know what it is.
Perfect. Came to me in a dream.
Okay. So, you guys quietly make your way through the woods. It's incredibly peaceful. Incredibly quiet. Like, the woods where you were in, like, Cresthaven Crest and stuff like that were pretty quiet, but there was still the train on occasion, and, you know, carts going or moving around.
Like heavy equipment and stuff, right?
Yeah, there was also heavy equipment if you were moving through parts of the woods being logged, but if you were on, like, small roads, there was carts and things moving about, or you could hear the train occasionally. There's none of that out here. It is just forest sounds. For a solid 30 minutes, It's pretty solid. And then as you crest a small hill on the road, you come to a small little stone archway gate in a wall. And as you exit through the gate, you are let out on a large, on a sidewalk on a large city suite, street in the middle of Atla. It's a lot more impressive from the ground than the air. You know, in the air, you just kind of get that, you get the aerial view. You don't get quite all the majesty. It's big, it's loud, and it's busy here. All around you are large skyscraper-like buildings and people moving everywhere in a hurry. What are you guys up to?
Hustle and bustle.
Hustle and bustle of the city.
Okay, so we have to go find this house, yes?
Yes.
Do we know where it is?
Yeah, you have an address.
That doesn't mean we know where it is.
I probably do know where it is.
Because
we both know Atla.
You know Atla, and you're also a ranger, so you're really good at navigating.
Yeah.
And he just knows these places.
Xylus is a little overwhelmed.
I think this is like the first big city Xylus has been in.
Yeah.
No.
Except
Isildel in a different body.
But Isildel is nothing compared to this.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this is ridiculous.
So that's like we're walking through the gate. In the forest, Rose is kind of chill and not really worried. She kind of straightens up and tenses up when she goes into the city. Saying anything.
You know, like when you drive in the city, like your whole driving habits just change.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, yeah.
Get real angry.
Yeah.
Fuck you, asshole!
You can't get anywhere unless you're aggressive.
So, what are you guys up to?
Do we want to head straight there? Or do we want to...
Is everyone at max health?
Should be?
Should be. You got a 3-day train ride here.
I am. Just kidding.
I was going to say, we could stop by some shops.
If we need, like, ammo or healing potions or anything.
Or cast
you can't
a shop.
You can't buy bullets here.
Oh.
There's no guns in Atla.
Okay. There's no guns in Atla.
Yeah. Well, you could have guns. It's just people don't sell them or sell ammunition here.
Gotcha.
We can go to, what was it? Pet Dom.
Pet Dom. No, Pet Dom.
No. Pet Dom.
It was Pet Dom.
Pet Dom was the sex shop across the street.
Yeah. Pet Dom.
Pet Dom. Pet Dumb. Instead of, you know, like Pet Smart, Pet Dumb.
Yep.
That was the pet store. The actual animal pet store.
That was close to the Red Current Church.
Mm-hmm.
Which we don't know.
Store.
We don't know about.
She does.
Well, I would say.
Yeah, I know about it.
I also know about it.
Okay. So there was the bookstore, which we called Narns and Bobble.
Yes.
Proud of that one.
Pet store, which was Pet Dumb. The BDSM sex shop, which is Pet Dumb.
Dom.
Yeah.
And then just underneath all of that is just Maverick the Molester.
Whoa.
I don't know.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know what
that feels
that
like
is.
Something you just wrote out at some point.
I think so.
No. Maverick the Molester was the guy that we had to go into the desert in Solora to go kill. And then Frederick was there. And we almost got our asses completely wiped off the plane of existence.
Yeah, you did.
Stole her shit.
Yeah.
And I got my magical, what was it? Magic stick.
Magic stick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you were kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
And you went to the swamp.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
You were kidnapped by the shadow people.
Anyways.
If that makes it in the episode, listener, you are slightly more caught up to our previous campaign.
Yep. They pissed off a demigod, and she then kidnapped one of the characters.
She thought I was real pretty.
She thought you were real pretty. Your mouth can do things. Yeah.
Boy, you got a pretty mouth.
You got a pretty mouth, boy.
When you're staring at a demigod. You're welcome.
How long is it going to take for us to get to this address?
You have to hop on a tram. It's going to take about half a day to get up to Upper Atla.
Yeah.
Is Cass's shop on the way to like the train station, or would that be a detour?
It'd be a tiny detour, like a 5-minute detour, maybe.
Because I have a wooden spoon and a cloak that I have no idea what it does.
Oh my gosh. No, we should do that. There's like an actual reason to see Cass.
I have a magic wand and a spell book that I don't know what they do.
I think I just have a robe.
Yeah. Actually, I think one of the robes is a +1. I think it's the camo cloak. It's a +1.
Yeah.
That's why my AC is so high.
The camo cloak is what?
A +1.
The camouflage cloak from when we were in the desert?
Yeah. It's a +1 AC, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that at all.
I'm in the middle of editing that one. There was no...
Yeah, I don't think there was a modifier or anything.
One of them is. I know because I did an arcane check on the spoon and something else. It could be the other cloak I have.
You guys got cloaks from the brewery.
Yeah.
So it could be that one's +1.
Yeah.
I don't think I know anything about mine.
I told you about it because we had the same one.
Oh.
Mainly, actually, I just also remembered I have a revolver. Anyways, Cass?
Sure.
You guys make your way out of the lesser Atlan forest through the streets of Atla. You weave your way in and out of crowds across streets, and it's probably about a 5 to 10 minute quick little detour into more of the commercial. Well, no, actually, you guys got to hop on a tram first to get to Cass's place. Make a 5 minute detour off the tram into like a commercial area in Middle Atla, and in a small kind of side street, not on a back alley, but just in like a little side street, there's a small little windowless shop that says Cass's Emporium of Curiosities.
That's a good name,
right?
Does it look open?
Yeah, there's a small open sign on the door, and the door itself appears to be made of like interwoven ivy.
I'm gonna walk in.
You push the door open, and you go from the kind of smelly, busy city streets of Atla back to the very quiet, cool inner workings of what looks like a forest in this building. Underfoot is soft moss and small, crunchy leaves. All around are the trunks of trees and the low-hanging boughs of branches, even though, like, you're in a tiny shop. And you can hear the chirping of birds. As you're standing there, like, a small thing flutters by your face real quick.
Do I see a counter?
No. Not entirely. You don't even see, like, shelves with products on them.
Interesting.
We all went in, right?
I'm guessing you did?
Sure.
Yes.
My character probably knows about the shop.
You don't... No, this is different than the one you visited. She's changed shops,
but from when Vel was a kid.
Yeah, you know Cass's whole deal.
So do I know where the counter is?
Yeah, you know. It's just a little bit deeper in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
Into the woods.
Into the woods. You guys going in?
Yeah.
Yep. Deeper.
Start walking.
You start walking in. You go in a little bit farther past some fucking trees and bushes, and there's just, in the middle of a clearing, a small wooden desk with a preppy-looking blonde female human behind it.
Is this like a bigger on the inside deal?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's like a TARDIS.
Okay.
Just less boring. Go mad shit at Doctor Who. I have nothing against Doctor Who, actually.
I know, that was an uncalled for shot at TARDIS.
It kind of was.
That's the best part of that show.
It is.
I'm going to walk up and be like, hey, Cass.
She looks up from the book she's reading. Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. What brings you here?
I have a couple of magical items that I'm not sure what they do.
And ooh.
You're the smartest items. Person we know when it comes to magic.
That's a lie.
We know.
Oh.
I didn't say the smartest person. I'm just saying the smartest person we know.
Okay, good.
You're pretty good. I trust you.
Okay. Don't you know the Archmage up in
this is
Haven
true.
Crest?
Oh, I forgot about him.
It's okay.
We were also in town.
Yeah, no, I get it. Nah, I'm not, listen, business is business, man.
I would just like to say, your interior design is delightful.
Oh, thank you. I had to bring a little piece of home with me.
It is. Where is your home?
Oh, I mean, I grew up in Atla, but I've lived here and there.
The woods. I get it, yeah, me too. I also live here and there.
I also, you know, got a love for the woods when I had my stole stolen and put into someone else's body.
Interesting.
But that's another story for another time, dear.
Okay.
I always forget about that bit of Cass.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't either.
You were never told it. You never had to deal with that. But it's a side quest I have written down.
From the last campaign?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So she looks and goes, well, so what can I help you with? What would you like to buy? I have a plethora of things in the shop. And she like gestures around you to the woods.
Do you know anything about this cloak? And I hold out the robe. Cloak, rope, whatever.
She holds it. May I take it?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Okay. She looks at it. She like opens it up. She checks the tag on the inside. Gives it a look over. Interesting. One second. She like grabs a loose thread and yanks it.
Mm-hmm.
And as she yanks the thread, the cloak turns from a solid black to green. Appearing to be made of vines and leaves, and small sticks and twigs stick out from the.
Oh my gosh!
From like the bottom of the cloak where you would have like. I don't know what I forget what the bottom of the cloak is called. The hem?
The hem.
The hem.
I guess.
All around the hem of the cloak are small winding sticks and twigs, almost like if it was a head fur on it.
Like a wicker basket kind of thing?
Kind of thing, but like it's not, it's obviously like, it, they're obviously very alive. And they have small little leaves growing off of them.
That's cool.
This is delightful.
Up all around the collar, it's not like, it's none of the not this like not vine drive or anything. It's actually like a weird fungus. It's okay. it's like one of those like big ass mushrooms that hang off the side of the tree, except it's like growing around the collar and it's very soft and fluffy.
So you're telling me when Xylus wears this, he turns into such a fun guy?
Yeah.
So is this a sort of camouflage type deal?
No. This is a it's hard to cloak of the gardener.
Okay.
What does this do?
The Cloak of the Gardener allows the wearer to speak and converse with plants and animals at any time they... Not plants and animals. Plants, fungus, and anything of the sort anytime they please.
Okay, so I just always have to speak with plants, basically.
You just have to speak with plants constantly.
Yeah.
It also allows you to have your own HDTV show.
What?
Home and Garden show.
Oh,
shit. Hold on. So instead of like dog whisper, it's like Xylus Ramsbottom fern whisper.
Plant whisper, yes. But it's also like he does interior design and helps people with their gardens, landscaping. I'm thinking like Nate Berkus, but less annoying.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I should look up a spell real quick. Sorry.
Vel is not jealous because she really enjoys her moon and star robe thing, robe of stars, whatever it is. Magical robe, robe of stars. Yes, robe of stars. Audrey, however, is very jealous of Xylus's new robe. Audrey would like to have this robe in real life.
Hey, Vel, do you want to go next? I know we all have a bunch of items.
Sure.
I probably have the most, though.
Daniel, I have a magic wand and a spell book. Does the spell book need to be checked out by a magical person, or can I just tell what the spell book is?
I think it's just the spell book. It's just it literally
it's
has
from,
no...
like tea leaf who the one of the guards.
Yeah, the spell book has, it's just a book of the spells that Tree Leaf knew.
Okay, so it's not anything special.
There's not anything special.
Okay, sweet.
If you gave it to a wizard, they could straight up use it. Xylus might be able to use it. She tells you this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna toss his Xylus's way then.
Okay.
Spell book.
Xylus. You yes. also get this use of the spell plant growth a number of times equal to your proficiency modifier a day.
Okay. So I just always have that now?
Yeah. You can cast that a number of times equal to your proficiency modifier per day because of the cloak.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, I'm adding that to there. I just copy-pasted speak with plants.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, cool.
It's not like it's an overpowered spell.
Not really.
It's useful, but it's like...
Useful, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to break the game.
If anybody else like casted Entangle, I could de-entangle, which is kind of cool. Be like, hey, buddies, stop. And they would release.
Yo, friendo, don't like this. Please stop.
Also, one last thing about the cloak.
Yeah.
You can interweave any plant. Actually, you can interleave cuttings of any plant you find into the cloak, and they will start growing off the cloak.
Ooh.
Right?
Well, that's cool.
Any plant.
This, I feel like...
Jealous.
Oh my god, that is going to turn into a plant god. This is going to be great.
Audrey, you have a wand?
Yeah, I have a magic wand.
I believe. I have to double check, but I believe it's a wand of fireball.
Oh dear lord.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
So I have magic missile and possibly fireball as well.
Yeah, but you have unlimited uses of fireball.
Unlimited?
We've had these
unlimited.
Items very for like limited. A month.
Yeah.
Right? I know.
Two of these items I've had for a while. The revolver I just got.
You still need to figure out your cloak, right?
Working on it. That's why I said I had Audrey go next, because I think I have three or four items that I'm going to use.
Yeah, it's. I believe it's a wand of fireball with two whole uses left on it.
Mm.
So you can cast fireball for free twice.
That's still pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Fireball, one of the best spells.
If I remember correctly, you picked it up from the Minotaurs.
I did. Yeah. I'm also going to hold up Tom Dagum's eyeball. And go, does this do anything? And I'm going to shake the jar.
She goes, ooh, is that an eyeball?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
She grabs the eyeball, looks at it like, dwarven?
I think so. Was he a dwarf?
I don't remember.
Sure, yes, yeah.
We'll say dwarf. Looking to sell this?
Potentially.
Yeah, it's, surprisingly, when you ethically source your products, it's hard to come across humanoid eyeballs.
Yeah.
But if you want to sell this, I could probably give you some money.
How much?
How old is it? She like looks. She like oh, was like, okay. How old is this thing?
It's like a week.
Like a week old.
Ooh, that is a fresh eyeball right
that
there.
That is fresh right there.
Yeah.
150 gold.
Ooh.
Sure.
You're probably never going to find another use for an eyeball in a jar.
I also wait. Didn't I also take some other body part from somebody?
You did.
I don't remember.
What was it?
I think it was like a finger or an ear.
It was a finger.
Didn't you take something from the Duke?
No, we didn't.
No.
You took his plants.
It was like one of the last episodes we did. Who did we kill?
No, because I remember listening to the episode where it happened.
Somebody went splat and I took something.
I was pretty sure it was the eyeball. That's all I remember. Eyeball.
No, she definitely has another thing. We made a joke about she's going to collect enough body parts.
Oh.
And she's going to have Shrimp make a random person. So I don't know what it is. I think it's a finger. Yeah, I think it's a
Whose finger?
It was probably some douchebag.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down, Daniel. That's all we encounter, apparently. Bad guy was. Wow. Was it the rat?
The rat? No, it wasn't the rat.
Or the person selling people?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Was it the guy that I sat on?
You have a finger. That's all I remember is you have a finger.
How about we come back to it when we listen to the episode at some point?
I mean, if you want to sell the finger, she'll buy a finger off you.
For how much?
10, 20 gold.
I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Anyways, thanks.
Do you want to have her, want, you want her to appraise anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
Caleb.
I'm going to show her the wooden spoon first.
The brewmaster's spoon.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to start slow and escalate real quickly.
Okay. She picks up the spoon. Is like, damn, this is a nice chunk of wood.
Is it not magical?
No, it's super magical.
Yeah, yeah. What does it do?
The brewmaster spoon is... Fuck, I was going to say it's like a great axe, but a great axe only does 1d12. It's a magical weapon that does 2d12 bludgeoning damage to any creature that you hit with it.
Whoa.
I'm guessing this is a strength-based weapon?
This is a strength-based weapon.
Is it one-handed or two-handed?
Two-handed.
Checking in here. Not great on strength. Hey, Val. Would you like a brewmaster yes. spoon?
And it's considered a magical weapon, so it does all the properties of a magical weapon. Because
it's useless to me.
Yes, please.
Well, not please useless please. To me. I'm going to hand her the spoon. And now take that
she's
out
gonna
of my
hold this. She's just going to hug this spoon.
It has a few other properties. Any food that you make with the spoon is magically just a little bit more delicious.
Like Lucky Charms.
And... because of all of the violence, horror, and torture the spoon has seen, any person that you hit with the spoon has to make a wisdom saving throw or take another d6 of psychic damage.
The trauma stick.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
it's kind of the trauma stick. Because,
how perfect.
Because it was used by one of the brewmasters who were exceptionally cruel to the goblins in Herringon.
Any, it was a con saving throw?
Yes.
Wisdom. Con.
I
don't know. Anybody.
Anyone you hit with it.
I don't regret giving it up, but that's really cool.
Right.
Probably give it to the right person, though. Then I'm going to ask for my cloak.
Your cloak?
Yes.
She's like, oh, one. Okay, can I see it?
Absolutely.
She does the same thing. She looks at it. She like gives it a once over, checks the tag, grabs a random thread, and yanks it and goes, damn. Sorry, this isn't just a cloak in disguise, but it's still a magical cloak.
That's all it needs to be.
Yeah.
What do?
A cloak of the Shadow Walker.
Well, that seems fitting.
The cloak itself is imbued with the soul of a tortured... It's imbued with the soul of its former wearer. I'm going to say once per day, you can activate the cloak and a shadowy figure will come from the cloak and they will act like another person.
Yes.
Huh.
Yep.
Can you control what that person does?
Yes.
Okay. So it could be anyone.
It's just a shadowy figure that will just be there.
So now Rose has like a shadow companion once a day.
Yes.
Sweet. That's pretty sweet.
Right? They can attack. They can do all sorts of stuff. They can't really like they can interact with the world, but not super well. But they can definitely attack and do damage to people.
Is there like a stat block for this?
Not really, because I just pulled that out of my ass.
Sounds good, Daniel. Yeah. Sounds good.
They don't have a lot of HP, like maybe 10.
Do you know what this reminds me of? The spell in Skyrim, the Spectral Assassin buddy you have. That's what this is reminding me of. I'm going to ask her if the camo cloak does anything special.
No. I mean, it has an enchantment, like a special, like an enchantment, like a cooling enchantment for the desert, but that's about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to show her the black magic revolver and ask her what that does.
The black magic revolver?
Yeah, I got from the Duke.
You got a gun from the Duke?
Yeah, the pistol he shot me with, Daniel.
Oh.
I don't remember this weapon. I believe you. I just don't remember this weapon.
It is fine. We can come back to it.
I think it might be a thing where we have to come back to that.
That's totally
okay,
fine.
Good. I'm really sorry.
No, Daniel, you are good. We can move to the next thing, guys.
Okay, good.
I'm just looking through all the things we have. I need to get rid of some items, guys. I have way too much stuff.
You want to sell some stuff to Cass? She'll buy probably just about anything you have, maybe.
Yeah, but most of it's not any use to... the stuff I'm trying to get rid of is like long swords and crossbows, some daggers and silvered stuff.
I'll buy some weapons.
How much would you give me for a silvered longsword?
Silver longsword? 10 gold.
That's actually reasonable. I'll give her two of them.
All right, she gives you 20 gold for your two silvered longswords.
Does Cass sell enchanted weapons?
Cass sells anything you can imagine.
She got any, like, extra sick hand axes by any chance?
You looking for anything particular, dear?
They could just have poison on them all the time.
Well, mm-hmm. Maybe that. Okay. Maybe. Yeah. Do you have any that are just like always poisoned?
So you're gonna go. You're gonna go. She like points. She's like. So you're gonna go over there to aisle six.
Mm-hmm.
Weapons. Just take a look. Feel free. You can touch anything you need.
Sweet. Yeah. Thank you.
There's just a rack that has dubs, like multiple versions of dubs.
Oh my god. No.
Weapons. No.
But she, when she points, she just kind of points to a row of trees.
Okay.
She calls it aisle six.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Heading to aisle six.
Okay. You watch as she gets a hold of the sword, she just grabs it by the blade and starts bending it and like into a weird shape, and grabs the other one and starts bending it into it. Like, so you guys want anything else?
I've got four revolvers.
Yeah. I mean, I'll buy a gun from you, but I don't have any use for it.
That's fine.
Okay.
What about daggers?
What kind of daggers?
Silver daggers.
Silvered?
Yeah.
5 gold apiece.
Do you make weapons?
I mean, sometimes.
What I'm thinking here, my idea is imagine a longsword made of vines, and the blade extends out with a bunch of spikes that are all poisonous. Mm. It's a viney longsword that does poison.
Yeah, I got that. It's gonna be aisle seven.
I like look around and that's
there. You see a line of shrubbery. She points at.
Oh yes, the shrubbery.
Yes, that's over there. Got swords.
I go down the aisle.
Okay, Caleb, are you selling her anything else?
What about a crossbow and some silvered arrows?
She'll buy silvered arrows off you.
How much?
To give you a silver apiece. An arrow, I think.
I'm good. I'll keep it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to clean up my inventory a little bit. It's a little messy, guys.
Audrey, you walk into aisle six.
Yes.
It's a bunch of trees.
Yeah.
All neatly stacked up next to each other. You approaching any of the trees?
I'm going to go touch one.
As you walk up to the tree and touch it, like the tree trunk kind of becomes translucent. And it's almost kind of like a glass display case. There's some axes in there.
I have a question, Daniel.
Yes, Audrey.
Are there any hand axes that have some kind of paralytic type of feature?
Possibly.
Do I see any?
You do.
Or how many golds?
Do you want the person just to be like paralyzed for a little while?
Potentially.
All right, they're 500 gold an axe.
Mm-hmm. How much are the poison ones?
The poison ones are 250 gold an axe. Wait, do you want them to do the poisoned effect? Or do you want him to do damage with poison?
What does this mean?
So the ones that will poison someone and just straight up do damage to them are 250 golden axe. And that's permanent poison. Every time you hit someone with this axe, they will have to make a saving throw or be poisoned.
On top of the damage that is already done by the hand axe, yes. What is the other option?
And the other one is they have to make a saving throw or they'll have the poisoned trait done to them, which means they'll have disadvantage on like two things. A poison creature has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Okay.
Now that axe costs 500 gold.
Okay. And then the one that paralyzes, what is...
There's actually a paralyzed thing. Paralyzed creature is incapacitated and can't move or speak. The creature automatically fails dex and strength and dexterity saving throws. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage. Any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit. If the attacker is within 5 feet of the creature.
Is that also a trait?
Yeah.
Like if I were to look that up? Okay. I'm going to grab one of the paralyzing hand axes and one of the hand axe that does poison damage, not the trait one, the ones that just do poison damage.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes. Yes. They both have a constitution saving throw that the creature has to make.
Yes.
Okay. So if you hit someone with a paralyzed axe, they got to make a con save before they're paralyzed. Yes. Okay.
I'm buying those.
750 gold total.
Yes.
Okay. Caleb, never mind. You're not buying anything else, are you?
I think Sebastian said he wanted to buy something.
Yes. I got confused. Sebastian.
Longsword.
You walk up to the shrubs.
Yep.
As you walk towards the shrubs, like you walk up to one of them, and like the shrub itself parts and a sword comes rising out, hold on two vines.
Okay.
Yes.
What does it do? How much?
Are you looking for one that's specifically what you asked for?
Yeah, very much.
Which was a poisoning sword?
Longsword.
Longsword that
with
does
poison.
So do you want the poison trait or poison damage?
Damage.
That's 250 gold for one that just does extra poison damage.
Okay. Does it look like the vine thing I described?
Yes.
Sick. That's what I wanted. I have 250 gold.
Okay.
I think that's all.
Okay. Caleb, do you want to buy anything else from her?
No, because she doesn't have guns, so I wanted a chance. She does have guns?
Oh, my friend. She doesn't have guns, but she has other projectile weapons.
I'm more of a gun person, but pitch me here. Cass, pitch me. What's something you think I should have?
Oh, I mean, what do you need to do?
Kill and kill fast.
Oh, I mean, I have plenty of things that can kill a man, but how do you want to kill a man? Or woman?
Quickly and silently.
Quickly and silently, okay. Are you interested in a stick that does lightning bolt?
Not particularly. Magic's not my forte.
Oh, I don't really sell much of anything that's not magical.
I mean, like, a lightning bolt's not what I'm talking. Like, lightning bolt's kind of a little too loud.
Oh. I mean, I could sell you some poison darts.
I think I'm good.
Okay. Sorry. I mean...
No, you're good.
You could probably go talk to Percy.
Maybe after we kill some dolls.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Dolls?
We have a side quest. It's a thing. The whole thing.
What? Like, once you kill the dolls, are you allowed to do whatever you want with them?
Don't like how you phrase that.
I'd be willing to pay some good gold for doll parts.
Good to know.
Yeah, if you bring me some doll parts, I'll hook you up with some gold.
We were told to get rid of them. I don't think they specifically said what to do with them afterwards.
Listen, I mean...
Sounds like getting rid of them.
Getting rid of them could be bringing them to your local your local witch cast.
Sounds good. Do you have any suggestions of how to murder efficiently evil dolls?
She pulls out a hand axe. I mean, chopping them in half might be good.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Fire. Fire's really good at killing things also.
Yeah, I've got that.
I know a guy in Solora who could probably sell you a flamethrower.
Yeah, I also know the same guy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, Audrey, do you want your hand axes gift wrapped?
Does that mean they get little bows?
Yes, they get little gift.
Okay.
I almost just spit my beer.
Cass, very gently, and actually, no, a younger female human comes from somewhere in the store with, she's wearing a very simple pair of, like, wizard robes and a cloak. She looks like she works for Cass, and she quietly gift wraps your axes.
I love it.
Sebastian.
Yes.
Would you also like your sword gift wrapped?
No, that'll be all right.
Okay. Would you like to buy a warranty on that?
No.
In case it breaks?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Random question.
What's up?
If I wear my robe that looks like a bunch of plants, mm-hmm. can I take the sword and put it on it and just kind of blend in?
Sure.
Sick. Because it just sounds cool for a sword to be growing out of me.
I mean, the handle is made of like a living tree.
Sick.
Like a living branch and stuff.
Yeah, so I can graft it onto me.
Yeah, totally.
Sick.
It could be a hidden weapon.
Yeah. Ooh, yes.
Yes. That. So if you put the sword on the cloak, it will become indistinguishable from the cloak.
Hell yeah. I have probably on my side then.
Okay. Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Most of your hand axes, I have to say this, most of your hand axes are made of like living and growing plants, except the blades, which are made of sharpened pieces of obsidian.
I like that. That's good. Okay. So, again, the poisoned one is just a normal, like, I can look up the poison effect and add that, right?
DC 10 con save. If they fail, you do 1d4 additional.
I thought you were buying the poisoned one that just does damage.
Yeah.
That's a DC 13 save, or they take an extra, I'll say.
But I can just look up poisoned weapon. No?
No, because there's the effect in D&D where you poison someone that I told you earlier, or there's what you bought, which is they make a con saving throw and take extra damage.
Isn't that what I got too?
Yeah.
For some reason, my first Google was DC 10.
That's probably for like a poison.
Okay. So DC 13 is good too.
DC 13. And they take an extra, I'm going to say, D10 of poison damage.
That's so much better.
They take an extra D10 on a fail?
Yes, or half as much on a success.
Now I gotta write that down.
I'm ready whenever you guys are.
This has been the shopping spree episode, another one of ADHD.
How much money do you guys have? I'm always curious.
Now I have 1,200.
Caleb?
930.
Okay.
756.
Wow, okay. So Xylus is the baller of the group.
Apparently. He always thought he was, so, you know. He actually is.
I think he's also spent the last lease, though.
Yeah.
It's on purpose.
Yeah.
I know it's on purpose.
Solve every problem with spells.
Yeah, mostly.
I don't do magic, boyo. Gotta buy some fancy items.
Mm-hmm. Now what?
Dolls.
Yeah. We go dolls now? Everybody done?
Thank Cass for her time, and suddenly appear in the dollhouse.
So, you thank Cass for your time. She says you're welcome. You guys exit the store back to the smelly streets of Atla, jump on a tram, and you have a nice, solid 6-hour tram ride to Upper Atla.
Hey, Daniel. On the way to the train station, do we see, like, a mailbox?
Yes.
I'm going to dump a parcel in the mailbox.
A parcel?
Or, like, a manila envelope. That's a better word for it.
Yeah, what's in the...
I'll text you.
Okay, cool.
Small flat rate envelope.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a flat rate envelope. Cool. So you guys jump on the train. It's not like the full-size steam trains like that are going in between areas. It's like a small little magical tram.
Public transit.
Yeah, kind of. You have a nice six-hour journey up to Upper Atla. You go from the busy, bustling city streets of Middle Atla to kind of like a weird in-between place for a little bit, where it's kind of like it's the woods, but it's definitely some sort of city here. And then you reach Upper Atla, the upper crust of the city. The rich of the rich live here. No peasants fucking allowed. It is beautiful, manicured forests with large, elegant mansions and estates dotting the landscape. Everything is quiet and perfect. No disturbing the peace here. And you find yourself on the perfect train platform.
I step off the train and you kind of just... Roach just kind of goes... I hate it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys go on the train on the platform.
You guys find yourselves in the quiet, elegant beauty of Upper Atla. You can smell the posh douchebag.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Xylit goes...
My people.
My people.
Mom, Dad.
Vel's probably just like staring at Xylus when this happens.
Vel's probably heard some bad stories about this place.
Yeah.
And also good stories of grand adventures and innocent murdering people.
Yes.
Still one of the best things we've ever done.
Fuck yeah.
Seriously though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you're standing on the platform without even having realized... Roll, you guys realize that the few people that are walking around are giving you looks because you are all dressed like adventurers, and one of you is dressed like some shrubbery.
Yes. I could unshrubbery the cloak. Yeah, whatever.
I was about to say, Xylus, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're never going to be good enough for these people. I know from experience.
Hold on.
Xylus takes 3D. Xylus takes three psychic damage.
I don't mean it like an insult. I mean it like these people are pompous assholes.
Xylus has been conditioned. He takes 3 psychic damage.
Can I just see his eye twitch for a bit and just like.
He just. I am the best.
You okay there, buddy? Didn't mean to set you off.
Does Xylus have any relatives that live up here?
No, they're literally the whole family in the commune.
Does he know anyone who lives here?
Probably.
Roll luck check.
19.
All right, you don't see anyone. Sick. You know,
I was gonna say
sexy.
If he doesn't, Rose definitely knows people who live up.
Oh yeah, no, Rose, I'm sure pretty quickly you'll see someone you know.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Doesn't want to see anybody he knows though.
Same.
I don't know if Velvet associates with anyone up here.
No.
Yeah, you won't know anyone.
Yeah. No.
So you guys, you're making your way to the location.
Yep.
Well, actually, she does know people there, but she doesn't like them.
Are these the people who possibly...
Who kidnapped me? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was that was something that... Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Good to know.
Basically, there's a group of men that are in Upper Atla, and they're like this weird underground club, like gentlemen's club not club, gentlemen's... What is like Freemasons? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a little,
cult? Is it just a cult?
Secret society.
Secret society. There's like a secret society, and they sold her into they kidnapped her and sold her into fur trading.
I'm glad we have a unified hatred of Upper Atla.
Yeah. So there's definitely people that she knows here that if she sees any of them, she will try to kill them.
I didn't realize you were going to say fur trading. That's so much worse.
Yeah.
I mean, someone wanted to skin you.
Yes.
Ooh.
And make me into a coat. Because she's the Harlequin.
Oh, God.
There's a lot. It goes for a lot of money.
You were going to bury the coats.
Yeah. I'll do it when we go back to the train.
Okay.
The pelts.
Want to sell some pelts to Cass maybe next time?
No, I'm burying them.
You sure?
Yes.
Good cash.
No.
Okay.
It's a respect thing.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway. So you guys make your way along?
Yeah. That's what we're making. I just want to make sure my hood is up. And I'm so I'm doing my best so no
is
one
it
recognizes
your
me.
Normal hood or the hood of the shadow?
That one.
Okay, the hood of the shadowed. Cool. Sweet.
All right, so we're making our way downtown.
Are you walking fast?
Face is fast.
Okay.
And I'm homebound.
You make your way down the perfect...
Sorry. It's been a while.
It will never not be a joke on this podcast.
I know, I get it. I've accepted it now. I've accepted my fate. You make your way down the perfectly manicured streets and sidewalks of Upper Atla, passing by posh mansion after posh mansion. But you don't ever see the mansion. You just see the front yards. Maybe you'll see one of the mansions occasionally, but it's just the front yards. You do pass some small specialty boutiques and small stores and banks up here, but it's almost all wealthy estates. After maybe 20 minutes of walking, you've come across the correct address for the estate you're looking for.
Can I do something before we do that?
Yeah.
We walk past some bunch of manicured lawns, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be 149 feet away from one of those.
Yeah.
And cast plant growth and fuck with their lawn.
Okay, you cast plant growth, and as you cast plant growth, the simple grasses just like all rise up, and like these huge, massive like wildflowers grow out, and it goes from the perfectly cut manicured lawn to like a tiny field of small, multicolored wildflowers, and there's even some like corn and wheat and stuff intermixed in there, and mushrooms.
Fuck yeah.
Large, large mushrooms.
Oh, I just always had plant growth prepared. Like, it's default.
Yeah, anyway. But the cloak gives you a number.
It's free.
Yeah, free casts of plant growth.
Sick. Anyway, that was all. So okay. We go to the...
You're standing at the gate of the mansion.
Is it unlocked?
Yes, it appears to be unlocked. There's no, like... Like, the mansions have, like, a little shack next to the gate for someone to be sitting in. There's no one in the shack. The window's broken, and, like, it's vandalized.
Gonna walk in.
You walk up the driveway?
Yep.
You walk up the driveway, and as you make your way up, you begin to come into unkempt yard and untrimmed trees. It appears that no one's been taking care of this place for quite some time. As you come to the top of the driveway, you are greeted by a very large, elegant Victorian mansion. Well, it was elegant at one point. It looks like it's in disarray right now, in shambles. Like, hasn't been taken care of for a while. And then, like, the little, like, circular roundabout driveway with this fountain in the center, there's a tent just, like, in the driveway.
A tent?
There's a tent. It's, like, a pretty large tent thing with a wagon next to it.
I'm going to roll a perception check.
Okay. You two, do anything else?
Does it look like somebody's in the tent?
It's hard to tell if there's someone in the tent, but like out front of the tent, the door of the tent, there's like some chairs and a little fire pit with like a smoke coming off the fire pit.
Mm.
Caleb?
I got a 7, so I don't see dick.
You don't see dick. There's some pretty birds.
Are we all supposed to roll perception?
No, you don't have to roll perception.
Also roll perception.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that's a nat 1.
You swallow a fly and have a moment.
Oh, we gotta get a spider now.
15.
Audrey, you can hear from the tent, it sounds like there's a shower running. So there's probably someone in there.
There's a shower in the tent?
Sounds like it.
Okay.
There wasn't supposed to be anybody here, right? What happened with the estates? Can we get a recap on that?
Yeah, so what happened is after you killed the Ada's brother, who is providing the family with most of their money, the family fell into sort of a disarray, and they all started squabbling and bickering with each other, and one by one started just dying.
Okay, so all the Dagums except one we know are dead.
Ada, yeah, okay. Are all dead. And this was her, I believe, grandmother or mother's estate.
Okay.
I think it was grandmother.
It was grandmother, yeah. And we just have to get rid of all the shit inside.
Yeah. You gotta go clear out the basement full of dolls.
Hmm. I'm gonna go up to the tent.
Go up to the tent?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a pretty nice, large canvas tent. Looks like it could fit quite a few people. You going in?
No, I'm gonna stand few feet away from the doorway, and we go, hello?
Okay. Are you two doing anything else? Are you just going to watch?
Wait. I'm going to ready a gun. And
you pull out a gun.
And just wait.
Okay. Audrey, as you yell hello, you hear,
huh? What? What?
Just from in, like, in the team. Yeah?
Hi.
Hi.
Do you live here?
Yeah, 1 second. Hold on. And you hear, like, the shower turn off and, like, pat, 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 pat with, like, wet feet on floor.
Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Sorry, I don't actually do that.
Okay. As you sit there, you like sit there and wait for a second. All of a sudden, you're like, and like the tent opens, and like a dude sticks his head out. It's a pretty unassuming kind of plain elven man.
Mm-hmm.
He puts on a pair of glasses. Like, oh, hi. Can I help you?
Should I say that we were sent here by Ada or no?
I think just
We were contracted to...
No, just like questions that don't reveal anything yet.
Do you live here?
There you go. Thank you.
No, I do not live here.
What are you doing here?
I'm the estate attorney for the Dagum family.
Oh. Can you prove that?
If you can let me get my clothes on, yes.
Absolutely.
No one's stopping you, yeah.
Okay, he closes the tent flap. About 10 minutes passes, and he comes out in like just some pretty plain clothing, nothing special, holding a roll of paper, and he... just hands it to you. This is all my proper credentials for my job, if you'd like to look them over.
Does it all seem good?
It's all
seem... Wait, no. We hand it to Rose.
God damn it. Yeah, how many pages is it?
It's a couple pages. It's his license, and it's a bunch of paperwork.
Yeah, I'm just gonna power read it.
Yeah, it all seems on the straight and narrow.
Okay. We're the exterminators.
Oh, are you the people Miss Ada hired to come take care of the problem?
Yeah.
Like I said.
Of the dolls in the basement?
Discriminators.
Yeah, okay. Has she told you what's been happening?
Vaguely. If you have any more details to enlighten us,
we
greatly appreciate it.
So this isn't the first time we've tried to get rid of the occupants, we could say.
Oh, fucking course it's not.
We hired some adventurers before. We haven't seen them, though. We sent them in about a week ago, and they have never come back.
Hate that.
And the Atlan Bureau of... the Ghost Income... Fuck it. The Atlan Department of Ghost Busting and Relocation.
So what was this guy saying about it?
Oh, they refuse, but also put him on a long-ass backlog for someone to come investigate the house.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are obviously the best at ghost busting, so I think we will do well.
Do you guys have credentials?
Adger. Atlan Department of Ghost and Rehabilitation or Relocation. Adger.
It's the Atlan Department of Ghost Busting and Relocation.
Busting Atlan Department of Ghost Rehabilitation. Badger.
you would like credentials?
I mean, do you have you gone through Atlan's ghost busting program?
No, we do have this though. I cast Mold Earth, just like a cylinder rises out of the earth, and I cast Firebolt at the cylinder. That's it. I just want to look cool.
I mean, the last adventurer's wizard could also do stuff like that.
Out of character, do we need to convince this guy that we're Ghostbusters?
Silas is just like, he's in the pompous area, so he's like, I am the best.
Oh no.
Not in the slightest. You've been hired by Miss Ada, so he doesn't care.
I think what my buddy's trying to say, my compatriot's trying to say is, we get shit done.
That I like, okay.
No matter what the shit is.
Okay, cool. Unless you guys need anything else, I can take you inside and show you the door.
Yep.
Come on. He walks up the front set of stairs. As you guys walk inside, you are greeted by not like a grand hall, but like a nice pleasant little foyer, little circular foyer with a table in the center with some, which was once maybe like a very, very ornately cut potted plant, is now just like this big ass, like this massive ass overgrown like ficus in the middle of the room that was sitting on a table at one point in time. In this little circular room, he takes you off to the right through a door down a simple hallway to another room with a singular door in it. That is like several locks on the said door. And he points at the door and he says, they're down there.
How many?
Locks?
Dolls.
He just hands you some keys and says, good luck! And walks out.
Wait.
They're down there.
Are they big?
Good luck.
Any details? Anything?
I haven't been down there myself, and anyone who's been down there has never come back.
Huh.
I'm not going to say you're useless and not helpful, but it's feeling a little bit useful and not helpful.
Sir, you are useless and not helpful.
I'm not here to be...
I'm sorry.
He looks at you guys like, I'm not here to be useful or helpful to you. I'm just here to make sure that the sale of this estate goes through. What happens to you guys is not my problem.
I think it kind of is.
It's really not.
No, and let me explain. Your job is to get the thing sold. We're trying to help you with your barrier of that getting sold. So... A roundabout way.
I mean, in the contract I have with the family, there is nothing. It says nothing about me performing adventurer's duties.
Oh, I didn't say that. I was just talking about information.
Listen, just get it done.
Can you tell us anything about the grandmother? Was she particularly like?
I mean, she.
Did she imbue these, or did she just collect them and they magic?
Not really. She just one day just decided to start collecting dolls. She did have a few left over from when she was a child and just started collecting more and more.
What happened to her?
I'm not entirely positive, but shortly after the eldest son of the family was killed, most of the family started dying out.
Hmm, strange.
I mean, I believe she died in the house. I just don't know where.
Was there ever an autopsy done about her?
I believe so, yes.
And you don't know the cause of death?
I don't know if they came up with one.
Mysterious cause of death? Probably violent. Great.
I could pull the public records for you.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to assume it's violent and mysterious.
Okay.
Typical ghost shit.
He's going to snap his fingers, finger gun at you guys, and say, I'm going to go have lunch. And he walks off.
Thanks for being incredibly helpful.
Bye.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the keys and start unlocking the locks.
You unlock 10 padlocks and 2 deadbolts.
Okay.
And you open the door.
I'm going to turn around. I'm going to look at Zylus, and I'm going to look at Rose. I'm going to go, you guys ready? Or do we need to, like,
Yes and no.
I don't believe we have enough information for a plan.
Are you guys ready to go down there, though, is what I'm asking.
I pull out my sword.
Sweet.
Yes.
I hate it.
I'm going to look at Dubs.
He just stares
dolls?
At
dolls?
Hmm.
Kill.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You have to kill.
The dolls.
Good.
Specifically the dolls. Yes. Unless I tell you to stop, but I think we're just going full violence down there, bud.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll vote the Dub goes first, and Rose raises her hand.
Marie raises her hand.
Do you want Dub to go first, Silas?
I would be amenable to this.
Okay.
I don't think he would give us a whole lot of information, though.
No, I mean, are we all going in at the same time? Are we not all going in at the same time?
Oh, are you?
That was my plan. It was just...
We're probably not going to learn anything if Dubs goes down there, because he's just going to start killing
shit. We should probably all go to...
Yeah.
No, okay. That's what I was thinking. I just want him to be in the front. That's all.
So you can absorb the damage?
No, Daniel. No.
So if there's any traps, he dies first?
He's just murder spree. He's uninvaded by anybody else.
Okay. Are you bringing Marie with you?
Only if she wants to go, Daniel.
She's down.
Sweet. I'm going to open the door.
Oh, Marina has a katana.
Oh.
Where did she get a katana?
She just kind of just has a katana now.
Okay.
Is it a magical katana or just a katana?
It's just a katana. It's still in its sheath on her back.
Huh.
Yep.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door.
What is it? What is there?
There is a very dark hallway, and then on the set of stairs going down is a skeleton.
Okay. How wide is the hallway?
It's a solid maybe 2.5 feet wide.
So, like, single file line type of deal.
Super single file.
Okay, yeah, Dubs can go first.
Okay. as, like, the skeleton that is, like, right there on the door is, like, sitting there, hand outstretched, like, trying to grab at the door.
Is there anything on the skeleton?
Yeah, he's wearing, like, the classic pointy wizard's hat and a wizard's robe.
Can I take that rope?
Are they magic?
you can take the rope, Sebastian, yes.
I take it.
It's actually a silken robe. It's very nice, well made. It doesn't feel like there's any crazy magical abilities in it.
I drop it.
I mean, it's
disappointed.
Nice, it's a nice robe. Nope.
I want the robe.
Okay, it's...
I pick it back up. I hand it to Val.
It's a beautiful dark purple silken robe.
Fuck yeah.
It has like the classic like big stars and moons
on it.
Wait, the hat.
You already have a robe.
Yeah, but I want it.
You have like the ultimate wizard's robe on.
Yeah.
Do you want...
What am I going to... I can wear it when I get out of the shower. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I want the hat too.
Okay, you have the pointy wizard's hat. It's got stars and moons on it. There's also a small...
These are my jammy jams.
There's also like a small pocket up in the point.
Canonically velvet. Velvet now has...
No, so there's like...
Wizard
it's like,
jam.
It's the big... It's the big brimmed hat, like classic pointy wizard's hat. And like there's like a band around the brim that's like full of random crap. Like on a army helmet in Vietnam. Just like stick stuff up there.
Oh, so there's stuff in the hat?
Yeah.
What stuff?
It's a lot of like spell components and whatnot.
Cool.
Easy to grab spell components, and there's a frog in the hat.
There's a frog?
He's alive.
I'm keeping the frog.
It's a tiny little, just a tiny little frog in the hat.
I have a pet frog.
You have a pet frog now. He will just stay on and/slash on the hat.
Fuck! I didn't know I need speak with animals. Shit! That would have been useful. I don't have it right now.
Dude.
He's like one of those like classic.
Oh,
little,
yeah. You should ask the frog.
He's just a tiny little classic green frog. You have like a bunch of like small little glass vials and stuff in the brim of the hat. Not the brim. You guess what I mean? When it's like there's like a band with like stuff stuck in it. Audrey, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cool.
Keep on moving. Yeah.
You step your way over the dead body and you go down the stairs.
How creaky are these stairs?
Not creaky at all. They're made of solid stone.
I'm going to go sneakily then.
Roll stealth.
What does it take for you to have speak with animals?
A long rest.
16.
16.
I rolled a 2.
Jesus Christ.
You are the knight.
You think you are the knight.
You think you are the knight.
You could turn on your Vanta Black and maybe get advantage.
Yeah, that's... What?
How does this Vanta Black work?
I thought I'd just give him, like, a double proficiency.
That would make it an 18. No, sorry, a 19.
Yeah.
You could turn on your Vanta Black.
That is with the Vanta Black on.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So he just like grabs a button, twists it, and his armor becomes Vanta Black. You guys making your way in?
Yes.
As you make your way through the hallway, the stairs that go down, it gets colder and colder and colder, and it is pitch black down here.
We have dark vision.
You do, but it's still hard to see.
I don't have dark vision.
Everyone roll perception.
There's a cable in my dice box. And a snake in my boot.
10. 10.
10.
Net 20.
Good.
Is it perception?
Yeah.
Yes, I got a 10.
All right. Caleb, you're the only one that sees this. All along the walls and the floor are like fingernail scratches, like someone was trying to like being dragged away.
I hate that.
And like down And there's, along with the fingernail scratches, the, like, there's like spots, splots, and streaks of blood.
Hate it.
Yep.
I inform the rest of the party.
And then the frog goes,
"Where's the boy? Susie fell down the well."
Everyone, be ready. Shit's about to kick off.
There's no way that Terry could speak to...
He could. She could. Yeah, she could. Animals can speak to each other.
Oh.
I'm going to tell Terry what the... I'm going to ask Terry what the frog is saying.
What the fuck are we doing down here? No, Terry's like, that's good. Why are we down here? I don't like you.
I know. Scary as hell. We gotta kill some things down here.
Okay.
Yeah. What did the frog say?
1 second.
What did the frog say?
Terry looks at the frog, and the frog's in a squeaking. He goes, all right, so his name's Steve.
Steve!
He's a tiny magical frog. He's imbued into the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this it?
That's what he just, that's all he said?
Yep.
Okay.
He just wanted to introduce himself. Hi, his name is Steve.
Tell him it's nice to meet him, and yeah. He's a cool little frog dude.
Okay, if you need anything from him, just let him know.
Okay, I'm going to ask him what happened to the person that had him before.
1 second. Squeak, 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 squeak. Mm-hmm. Okay, so apparently what happened was the former wizard who owned this head was chased down this hallway by some mysterious creatures and was murdered to death. Steve was taking a nap at the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Damn it, Steve. I'm going to ask the party, does anyone have a free hand or like a spell that casts light?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking either torches.
Oh, also, guys, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Good to meet you.
I would like to have my hands open for dual wielding.
That's what I'm saying. Most of us do two weapons or need two hands.
I would recommend we all have torches. And also, I cast Flaming Sphere, and I don't want it to touch anything.
You're in a hallway that's 2.5 feet wide.
Okay, never mind. Whenever we get into an opening.
Okay.
I have a lantern. Can I attach the lantern to my side?
Yeah, you can, like, just hook it to your belt.
That's what I'm going to do.
I think after, like, however many episodes we've been through, I'm going to finally actually add the items for an explorer's pack.
Oh, yeah, that might be useful.
God damn it.
Because I've never done that.
Yeah, I'm going to use a torch.
Okay. This stairway is long as fuck. It's like a 5-minute walk.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's stupid long.
I'm going to tie a string across and a belt across then this hallway.
Okay, as you get the hallway, pinned to the wall by several shards of ceramic is another skeleton wearing a full plate mail with some sort of holy symbol hanging off their neck.
I'm going to investigate the holy symbol.
It appears to be a symbol of the god... I don't know any gods in D&D.
Pan.
Sinesh.
Sinesh.
Nope, Pan. I'm going to go with Pan.
I was going to say, Sinesh is a dragonborn god, I believe. My limited knowledge.
Hanging there from the ceiling, dead. You're at another door, covered in 9 padlocks and 2 deadbolts.
Hate it. Miss Rose, would you like to take the time to lockpick these?
No, we have keys.
No, we have the keys.
Oh, we have the keys. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Pandora, should we open the door?
CEO?
To the murder basement? ADHD CEO Pandora, what do you think? She said yes.
Okay. You unlock all the doors. Do the final 2 deadbolts. Do you open it?
Yep.
You open the door. And what you see is a massive sprawling basement.
But we can't see it.
Yes, because it's very well lit.
Oh, okay.
Huge,
cool.
Massive sprawling basement full of shelves. Covered in small ceramic and porcelain dolls, for as far as you can see.
Oh.
In front of the door is another dead body of a dragonborn this time. A little bit more fresh. Like, fresh enough where there's blood still crusted onto it and it's not skeletonized.
Thank you for listening to another super spooky, scary, mysterious episode of ADHD. My name is Sebastian, and I played Xylus Ramsbottom.
I'm Caleb, and I played Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson. I still think this is a bad idea.
My name is Audrey, and I played Velvet. I like dolls.
I'm Daniel, and I've been your Dungeon Master. I'm very excited for what's about to happen in here.
None of us are.
Well, you know, that seems like a you problem.
Hey, Daniel, can you be a doll and not kill my character?
I will if I want to.
Wow. Anyways, relevant links are in the description.
Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye.
Caleb didn't say bye.
Adios.
Mr. Witch and Mr. Light have an agreement with a group of hags who call themselves the Hourglass Coven. You see, they can come and go into the Witchlight Carnival as they please to steal from naughty patrons. But what happens when those patrons come back years later looking for those lost things? Find out as Wizards and Wine takes on the wild beyond the Witchlight. Two tables playing through the same adventure. One table more thoughtful, kind, and bold in their actions. The other table more decisive, more adventurous, a little more prone to taking risks. The actions of each table influences the gameplay of the other. Find out how it all shakes out with Wizards and Wine, the wild beyond the Witchlight. You can catch the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, and you can catch the live stream on Mondays. Find us on YouTube and Facebook. We hope to see you at the carnival very soon.